Chapter 1. The Current Global Situation. I was thinking, how come the world is not better yet? I mean, not the way I want. Not like completely better. Not like heaven and peace for everybody. Still, it's very chaotic at the moment. Not the pandemic only, but the animals die by the hundreds of thousands because they cannot sell. They kill them, hundreds of thousands. Pigs or cows or chickens, minks. And then the whole world is in deficit. Because of the pandemic, people don't work. They're less productive, but more payment. Even I heard Americans' debt is like some US 30 trillion, something like that. Some trillions, anyway. And then there is Ebola. But it's probably better now. And the salmonella in chickens, etc., etc., and the seasonal flu has still not disappeared ever. Visits us again and again, and that's also sometimes deadly or very uncomfortable and very damaging to the body. Because if you take antibiotics, it's also not good for the body. And then even those sicknesses before, like SARS and MERS and stuff like that, they're still in the corner, somewhere. Maybe they don't spread so quickly like COVID-19, but they are still spreading. It's just because the COVID-19 now covers everything. Many cancer patients are neglected. People complained, and the newspaper printed them. And tuberculosis is neglected. And malaria, people with other kinds of chronic disease or dangerous disease, many are neglected because of the COVID-19 situation. Lockdown and hospitals are full, and the pandemic is new and more urgent. So many patients are not really cared for and die, especially the elderly. So it's not only the pandemic that kills people, there are other things as well. Other old pandemics are also still ongoing, and now we have even floods, torrential rains, and landslides in many places, and the locust disaster in many places, bee declines, also droughts everywhere, and farmers. Helpless. No one can help them. It's worrisome for our world. Some people worry that due to all this, we will have food shortage. And even mental stress. Even some doctors killed themselves because of the situation, and maybe the virus attacked their brain, so they could not even think straight. That's what it was. I saw one doctor, so beautiful, American, just killed herself like that. And many more. And many doctors and hospital personnel and nurses died because of infection. Because in the beginning, nobody prepared for this, so they didn't have enough equipment for protection, so they just died like that. Imagine, these heroic people. And then in England, like doctors and nurses already retired, they came back out again. Just to help out because they are needed. The hospitals called them, and they came back and sacrificed, and they died. Many of them. Just like that. Imagine. Yeah. Terrible. How would you feel if you are their family members? Normally, they work hard all their lives already. And then, now they enjoy a little bit of leftover of their time on Earth, they have to sacrifice and die just like that. I feel it's not fair. It's a big cleaning time. And even if we get over this, others will come. And nowadays, we have so many things coming, not just this. We have Ebola, and we have salmonella from the chicken farms and all that stuff. And even the minks, you know the minks that people peel the fur to wear? Like in some European country, I think it was Holland, they killed thousands and thousands of them because they're afraid of the transmission of the disease. But no matter how many animals you kill, it doesn't help if you don't change your way of life. If you keep cutting the forest and let the wild have nowhere to live, and then we get closer and closer to the wild animals, then they will transmit the disease in any way. And then one jumps to another, and then the world is in trouble like this. We just have to leave the animals in peace if we want peace. That's it. That's very simple. More I cannot say. More I cannot say, because that is the fact, and everybody knows it.